You know, to go back to our Jethro trivia, where Eddie Murphy, who returns only $2.30 for every dollar that he's paid, is the most overpaid actor. And on the other end of that would be Sarah Jessica Parker, who returns like $7 for every dollar paid. You know, the deal is, the key word there is movie stars, okay? Movie stars that are paid that much. Because if you go back and find whoever those kids were in the Blair Witch Project, I mean, they didn't pay them anything, you know? Yeah, they paid maybe $50,000 to do that movie.
Oh, I don't know if it was that much.
Yeah, it made like a gazillion bucks. Of course, I don't think it made their careers either. I don't know if you could name any of the guys, any of those kids that were in
there. Just gave them psychological problems.
Which, by the way, was a very unusual movie.
Very uncomfortable movie.
I watched it, and, well, I know, but I mean, I didn't get it at the end. Did I fall asleep? Did I miss something? I mean, they just go into this room at the end, right?
Yeah, I just was like, I don't know. I watched it, and it wasn't that scary to me, but I mean, we all have different tastes.
Well, they did a good job. It's the kind of movie that, you know, you watch in a darkened room. That's, you know, pretty scary.
Yep.
They did a good job because it's the kind of thing that's believable, that something like this can happen. It's not some cockroach that gets too close to a nuclear reactor or something. You know. So it is. It's a kind of a psychological deal. It kind of trips you up. But, you know, at the end, I was going, because I read The Stand by Stephen King, and I really liked Stephen King up until then. And then when I finished the book, that was like, it's like 14,000 pages long. And it just kind of ends. And the next thing you know, they're walking around in the leaves in New England. I'm going, wait a minute. I just invested X number of hours in this book, and you give me some kind of a crappy ending like that?
No, I know. I felt the same way about Stuart Little.
So it's just, I mean, it's... Yeah, you know,
just kind of a cop-out.
I draw that comparison. The Stand and Stuart Little are just exactly the same. I've always thought that Winnie the Pooh and The Exorcist were exactly the same, too.
Well, they've got lots of problems.
There you go. All right, so others, Katherine Heigl, Reese Witherspoon, Jack Black returns $5 for every dollar that he's paid. And he ought to be paid more. He's a pretty talented fellow. This is what's scary. Adam Sandler. For every dollar he's paid, he returns $6.30. I mean, wow.
That's apparently a really nice guy.
That's pretty good ROI.
It is. Nicolas Cage. He returns $6 for every dollar he's paid. The problem is he doesn't know what to do with the money.
Nope. Yeah, he does. He buys Elvis stuff and lots of it.
That guy's stupid. I mean, just stupid. Aww. Well, he is. He needs a new business manager.
You have to be smart to remember lines.
Well, I'm not sure he can remember lines, but anyway. But again, he's in one of my favorite movies, so that's...
What's one of your favorite
movies? One of my favorite movies is Raising Arizona.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Anytime I've never seen it. I need to see it.
Anytime I walk through the room, or if I see that it's on and I sit down and watch it, then, you know, I'm probably hooked till the end. I just, you know, just it's that good. So the famed Hollywood sign has been spruced up and looking good again. Over the past 9 weeks... Workers stripped the paint from the 45-foot-tall letters. You didn't know that, did you? They were 45 feet. Okay. Then put a fresh coat of paint and primer on there. Hopefully they put primer, then paint. Do it the other way around.
It works better that way.
It does, yeah. The sign was built in 1923, and you probably know the story that it was actually Hollywood Land,
yep.
Which was a development they were doing up there. Sherwin-Williams furnished the paint for the project. They did that so that we'd say their name. at a cost of $140,000.
I wonder if we could build a giant WTAW to go on top of Crystal Park Plaza.
We used to have a pickle.
Are you serious?
We had a pickle. We did. We had a pickle that said WTAW on it.
What time year was that?
Well, this was, I don't know, it's probably 10 years ago, something like that.
Wow.
What happened was...
Where did it go?
Well, that's the question. We don't know exactly where it went. I think it was like National Pickle Month or something, and so they had a bunch of different pickle things that you could get. And so one of them was a pickle flotation device, okay? And that's what it was. It was kind of like a lifesaver, but it was shaped like a pickle.
Wow.
And it's kind of fun. And so what we did is then we just got some contact paper and cut out the letters WTAW and stuck it on there. So we ended up having a WTAW pickle. But Rick Perry had his picture taken with the pickle.
Wow.
And John Davidson had his picture taken with the pickle. And Garth Brooks refused to.
Oh, all of this culture and heritage.
I know. Well, again, we're 90 years old. We've done a lot of stuff.
Makes me want to go paint a giant pickle.
No, probably not. But the other thing is that we photoshopped the pickle in with Garth Brooks.
Oh.
Because he came here for a news conference, and so we just... Because that's when we asked him to do it, when he was doing his last concerts here. And
I love it.
Yeah, but he... I don't know why not. You know, why wouldn't you do that? It's just a pickle. You feel like it's gonna hurt you in some way? I mean, you know, it's a pickle.
Maybe he's pickle phobic. You don't know.
He's Garth Brooks.
He's afraid of getting into a pickle.
Yeah, he's Garth Brooks. Oh, he's gonna get into a pickle.
Hey, you make bad jokes, I can too.
All right. Hey, the world's most well-known diet has been overhauled one more time. Weight Watchers International introduced Weight Watchers 360 on Monday. The new plan builds on the existing Points Plus plan and targets what Weight Watchers calls one of the biggest obstacles in weight loss. Liquor. No, human nature.
Dang. Human nature.
Yeah, sorry. You know, Weight Watchers beer. You don't ever see that. You ever notice that? There's never any Weight Watchers beer.
Dang.
That would taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there is. It's called Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Weight Watchers 360 offers tools that will help revamp temptation spaces, including the office, car, and even a woman's handbag. Okay. Get all those Mars bars out of the way and go down for the stuff that's good for you. Healthy Weight Watchers began, of course, Weight Watchers as itself began in 1963 and has seen a lot of changes over the last 50 years. The world has changed a lot since then, and tempting food is more available than ever. Yeah.
Especially up here.
Yeah, that's right, because they bring it up here and it's, you know, if it's up here, it's free. The company tries to revamp its program every so often to try to come up with some changes, and so that works.
Marketing decision.
Yeah. Now, a new study suggests, and this is, you know, this should make you feel good, it's never too late to change the way you eat. Patients who have already suffered a heart attack or who are at risk for cardiovascular events can still benefit by changing their eating habits. Research published in the journal Circulation. What? I wonder how many copies they print and distribute.
Of Circulation.
Of Circulation, yeah. Which would be the Circulation.
Yes,
of Circulation.
I got you. Uh-huh.
Now, explains that people with the healthiest diets had a significantly lower risk of further cardiovascular events than those who ate diets deemed the poorest quality. Yeah. There have been numerous studies done on the benefits of healthy diet in patients who do not have prior heart disease, but very few studies have actually examined the effects of diets with people who have already had heart disease or diabetes. So, yes, you can, in fact, change your life today. So, in other words, today is the first day of the rest of your life kind of thing, right?
Interesting.
But it reminds me of the story of the guy who walks into the doctor's office, he's got a carrot sticking out of his ear. You remember that, right? So the guy walks into the doctor's office, he's got a carrot sticking out of his ear. He says to the doctor,
you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, sure I am. Said, Doc, you know this, don't you, Kat?
Think so. Uh-huh. I don't quite remember.
Oh, shoot. I was going to let you deliver the punchline.
Well, go ahead and tell the joke. I'll see if I can remember in time.
Oh, all right. So he says, Doc, I'm not feeling very good. And the doc said, well, of course not. You're not eating right.
Every year my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, how you doing on the old Christmas shopping? How's that going for you? Is it working? Huh?
Not working, even kind of.
No? Okay. So, now, one of the things that you do when you get yourself a present, you know, is you...
Get yourself a present.
Well, I mean, when you buy a present to give to somebody.
Oh, gotcha.
That?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So, anyhow. So,
because I know people who get themselves presents.
Well, there are people who do that. But one of the things you need to do is you need to wrap that, right? Okay? So, now... How did wrapping paper come to be? Do you know? Clyde Hall and his brother Riley. Clyde and Riley had themselves a little gift store. Okay? And what they would do is at that time, packages were pretty well just wrapped up in some sort of a colored tissue paper. Okay? Mm-hmm. They'd put a little ribbon on it. This is before shopping bags, which, by the way, are awesome. Shopping bag, you know, just drop it in there and tie it closed. Anyway, so they didn't have any more of this green or red colored tissue paper. And people were still coming in needing to get something to wrap around the Christmas present. All they had left, because they were a stationery store, all they had left was the colored lining that they used to put in envelopes. Because that's what they would do, is they'd fold up the envelope and then they would put a colored piece of paper inside of it. And you still see some fancy envelopes that are like that.
Huh.
So they just put flat sheets of that stuff out there to see, you know, what they could do. Well, they sold them for 10 cents a sheet, and they sold out pretty quickly. So needless to say, the next year, they offered 3 sheets for 25 cents, and again they sold out. So the whole idea of gift wrap became a really big deal for Clyde and Raleigh Hall.
And they were 3 sheets to the wind.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Clyde and Raleigh Hall in their stationery store in Kansas City that became...
Hallmark.
That's right.
How cool.
Oh, you
like learning that.
See, that's why you listen, so you can find that kind of stuff out.
Want to know some Australian Christmas trivia I learned on Candy 95 today?
Must have been from Lainey.
Yeah, it was actually...
That a kangaroo fills all the stockings?
What? No, oh. But similar. You almost got it, Scott. Okay. What happens is all the Australian children are told from a young age, it's too hot in Australia for reindeer. So when Santa gets to Australia, he actually trades out his reindeer for 6 white, not jackrabbits, kangaroos.
Oh.
And they're called bloomers, and they... carry Santa Claus through Australia.
Oh, I thought they carried onions. Okay.
Oh.
Bloomers onions, thank you. A U.S. Army lieutenant performed 49 backflips at a halftime of a UTEP University of Texas El Paso football game this year.
And then threw up.
To set a Guinness World Record. Jaleesa Walker, who is a former cheerleader at the school, performed the feat during halftime of UTEP's game with Rice to break the record of 35 backflips that had been set by a Texas high school cheerleader. Walker said the total, which will be a world record if approved by Guinness, was 1 flip short of her goal.
Wow.
I mean...
Ugh. Did she fall down or what?
I don't know. After about the third one, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, she threw up.
Yeah.
Speaking of throwing up... The British hospital.
Wait. Stop.
No, Scott, you're going to like this story. It reminded me of you.
Can you submit this in writing first?
It's only 2-3 sentences.
I don't care, but go ahead.
It reminds me of you.
Thank you.
The British hospital treating the former Kate Middleton is admitting it fell victim to a crank call from some Australian radio hosts. Huh. The Duchess of Cambridge is pregnant and being treated for morning sickness.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital says one of the nurses told a woman who called in impersonating Queen Elizabeth that Kate had been sleeping and not, quote, retching.
Oh, cool.
End of story.
I heard she had a really, really bad case of that or something, right? There's some medical term for that.
I think the pearl of the story we're missing here is that it was Australian radio hosts that called in. Doing this much in the same way that our charming team here at the Infomaniacs tends to call people. Perhaps we should try impersonating Queen Elizabeth. I'm just kidding.
Well, if you know, if Downs sort is of. Down for paying for it, I'll be okay with it. You know?
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hey, this Friday and Saturday, it's the wrap-up of Christmas at the Creek. City of College Station's doing that at Wolfpin Creek Park. Starts at 6 o'clock, ends at 9 this Friday and Saturday. It's the second weekend, in case you missed last weekend. Of course, if you, even if you went last weekend, there's more stuff. It'll be a gospel Christmas celebration coming up on Friday with lots of different entertainers. And then on Saturday, bring your pet and enjoy a movie night. They'll do How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Polar Express. Now, in addition to that, there's free parking right across the street at Post Oak Mall. It's free to get in, and they've got a kind of a hayride drop-off deal. They can drop you off from the Post Oak Mall parking lot over to Colgate Drive in the entrance to the Wolfpin Creek Center. You'll find nativity scenes and a petting zoo and live entertainment and photos with Santa and some holiday shopping and stuff like that. Also, you'll find Cake Junkie, Southern Comfort Road Trip, and Chef Tay there with their food trucks if you'd like to eat a little bit while you're there, then you can buy some food from them. Now, if you're used to that other long-standing tradition of Christmas in the park, they're still doing some of that. You can take the family through a stroll at Steve Beachy Central Park and have a look at the lights that they've got over there. So two different places, really. It's Christmas at the Creek. That's where most everything's going on. But there's also a chance for you to kind of stroll through Stephen C. Beachy Central Park for Christmas in the Park. If you want some more information, it's all at the website, which is cxtx.gov/Christmas.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, about 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, speaking of Guinness records and that kind of thing, the world's oldest person has died. That means there'll be a new one.
Oh.
Well, I mean, because, you know, that's a job that you can, I mean, that's an honor you can only have for a certain amount of time. After that, then you can't. So, let me see. Bessie Cooper. I guess it's Bessie. It's B-E-S-S-E. Anyhow, before women gained the right to vote in 1920, Bessie joined the suffrage movement. She was 24 years old and a Georgia school teacher. So she died at the age of 116.
Holy cow.
116. So that means we have a new oldest woman, and her name, hang on, I'm waiting for it to build. Oh, there she, gosh, she doesn't have a smiling face right now, but we'll see. The woman is now listed as the oldest person in the world, dying Tuesday in Georgia, leaves Dina Manfredini of Johnston, Iowa, as the most senior person on the planet. Wow. She is 115 years and 244 days. Born in Italy in 1897, she moved to the U.S. in 1920.
Wow.
So there you are.
Can you imagine what somebody like that has seen?
Yeah. Oh, sure. That's
saw the birth of electricity. I mean,
yep. She cracked eggs at a food processing plant and filled shells with gunpowder at a munitions factory. Cleaned houses for extra money into her 90s. And lived alone in West Des Moines well past her 100th birthday.
No kidding.
Wow.
That's just cool.
Yeah, it really is. So we'll see. And then, of course, we'll have to wait and see. Then, you know, they've got somebody else in line. It's like, you know, it's like people who are moving on, ascending to the throne. Okay, you're fourth in line. If you can hold out past these other people, you win.
It's like the Miss America pageant.
Yeah, exactly, if for some reason you can't. All right, here are the TV shows that made it last week. Number 10 is The Voice. Again, still haven't seen it. Number 9 is Criminal Minds. Number 8 is Two and a Half Men. Still.
Yep.
After he told people not to watch it. Person of Interest. Let me see here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the top 10 are CBS. So anyway, back to the back. It's Voice, Criminal Minds, Two and a Half Men, Person of Interest, NCIS Los Angeles, 60 Minutes, Dancing with the Stars. Wow, that was the wrap-up, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And it didn't even make number one. It's number three. Big Bang Theory is number two, and number one, of course, is NCIS.
Big Bang's funny.
Is it? You know, I've never seen that show.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah, just...
It's a little more heady than your standard run-of-the-mill comedy.
Okay, got that. Yeah, starred guy from Houston, by the way.
Yep.
Okay, overalls back in fashion.
Yay!
Yeah, really? Yeah, have you done that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have a pair of overalls that are logoed with a radio station.
Oh, well, there you go then. Whether you're horrified or excited at that news, there's no denying the fast-growing popularity of the all-in-one. This time, it's better than jammies with feet in them, right?
True.
This time around, though, we're not talking about denim butt saggers. That's what it says here.
Old school overalls.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds like a guy I went to school with. That guy over there, his name's denim butt sagger. Anyway, but they're more glamorous cousin, apparently, these slim-fitting jumpsuits that are in luxury fabrics. Right. You didn't go to a school with a guy named Denim Buttsagger? Anyway.
Hey, I went to Leander. It's possible.
That's true. It could have happened.
It's entirely possible.
That's right. When shopping for overalls, look for the style that fits your the way your trousers would fit in your hips and bottom and the correct height and torso. See, I'd have to get mine hemmed. You know, wouldn't
I got to get everything hemmed.
Yeah, really.
I could hem it for y'all.
Okay, I'll remember
watch out
that.
For the family.
Okay. If you're taller or shorter than average, then look for styles with adjustable straps to fit the length of your body. You know, you don't see them around. I mean, I guess you do if you're out in the country or people working that way. But what's the youngest aged person who you've seen really wearing your traditional overalls lately?
Oh, they always have kids that take the pictures when moms make the A&M type overalls.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. That's
That would be the
different.
Exception, just as in general, almost never.
Yeah, I'm just thinking your basic working class heroes that, that's not going to happen. So the Pope has already got more Twitter followers than you.
Oh. Yeah, he does.
Just want to make you aware of that. Hello.
Was that Chili Joe the butt sagger?
I went to school with him.
Oh my God.
With Chili Joe or the guy that called?
The guy that called. But I knew who he was talking about. Anyway.
So it is about somebody.
Well, yeah. The Vatican officially unveiled the new personal Twitter account of Pope Benedict XVI earlier this week. And he hasn't even had to tweet anything to blow past you folks who have them.
Well.
Less than an hour after launching his site, which is at Pontifex, okay, he amassed more than 15,000 followers. And let's see, His Eminence won't tap out his first tweets until December the 12th. So
it's an Aggie thing. Who knew it was Catholic? Really? 12, 12, 12.
Right, yeah. He'll begin tweeting in 8 different languages.
Wow.
His first tweets will take a Q&A format, the cues being questions about faith, followed by the occasional quote from teachings and some other musings. Whenever the Holy Spirit moves him.
Hey, that happens.
No, but I mean, really? I don't tweet, but something that amuses the Pope, and he's going to tweet that out to all his
a la Andy Rooney, the Pope going, "Do you ever wonder?"
Yeah, exactly. To all his peeps, going to be doing that. Of course, he won't actually be tapping away on his Android or his Surface. The staff will transcribe and broadcast the little missives on his behalf. Either way, you'll have to move fast before all the religious technology jokes are taken. Because, I mean, if you'll think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Could be any number of them. All right, let's see what else we got. Oh, hey, Burger King in Japan is offering all-you-can-eat burgers and fries.
Why?
For?
For 30 minutes. Okay. Doesn't say how much it costs. Here's the catch. To take advantage of the promotion, customers have to pay for a full-size meal deal and eat the whole thing. Well, that's not hard. Afterwards, they can take advantage of all-you-can-eat special.
The country that birthed Kobayashi.
Yeah, after all.
I would be afraid if I was Burger King.
Well, you know, but just generally, they look at them as kind of littler people. If you remember our story about elevators yesterday,
yes.
They said the average U.S. American weighs 22 pounds less than the average Asian. So
Because
they don't eat Burger King all the time. Because they're littler, I don't know why. Didn't know where that was coming from. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. So now, did you hear about this girl who was bitten by the dolphin?
No.
Yeah. An Atlanta family at odds with SeaWorld after a dolphin leaped up and bit their 8-year-old girl in the hand. They posted the video of Julian being bitten in Orlando because they weren't satisfied with SeaWorld's response to the incident. Well, the whole story is the first thing they tell you is the food's on the plate, don't move the plate. The food's on the plate, don't move the plate. The food's on the plate, don't move the plate. What did she do?
Move the plate.
That's right. So there you go. All right, this day in